President Donald Trump is spending President's Day at his private golf club in West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, the White House said today that the president supports efforts to improve the federal gun background check system. A bipartisan Senate bill received some renewed attention after last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president has spoken with Senator John Cornyn. He's the Texas Republican about this bill, and it's designed to strengthen the FBI database of prohibited gun buyers. So let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. He joins us from Princeton studios. Julian, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we've heard so many powerful statements from students who survived the shooting in Florida. I mean, have we reached some kind of tipping point on the issue of guns and gun control?
Well, many people hope so, but at this point, we can't assume that's going to happen. We've had many shootings over the decades with horrific stories like this and horrific images coming out of schools and office buildings, and there's often an outcry like this. But in the end, the power of the NRA is quite formidable on Capitol Hill, and we've seen members of both parties back away from substantive reform. So if we're just betting, I think we still have to be very skeptical that change is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, the bill that we're referring to is basically the same legislation that was introduced last year after that terrible church shooting in Texas. You know, nothing really changed then. Nothing changed after Sandy Hook. Nothing seems to have changed after Las Vegas. I mean, that was more than 500 people getting shot. So, but, you know, on the other hand, though, there are moments where presidents can emerge as genuine uniters, as leaders through what seem to be intractable problems. I mean, is this a potential moment like that for President Trump?
Well, it could be. I don't think it will be because of President Trump, at least until this point. He's not been very supportive of restrictions on gun purchases. He's actually moved in the other direction. Today's the first indication he's even open to this. And the president's own credibility is not so great that when you hear a statement like this, you can count on him following through. I think the only potential solution, the only potential hope would come from the grassroots. It would be if these students can turn their outrage into something larger that puts pressure on members of Congress to listen to someone other than gun rights advocates. And I think that's really the question we need to look at in the coming months.
You know, Twitter is not the best place for political analysis. I'll grant you that. But I was seeing some knowledgeable folks over the weekend saying the fact that the current feeling of outrage is student-led, you know, by these young people from the high school, it did harken back to them, to, you know, student-led activism in the civil rights movement. Is that even a fair comparison?
Sure. And student activism in the civil rights movement was incredibly effective in breaking through what at the time was seen as something that was impossible, obtaining civil rights legislation. Everything was stacked against it. And so there is something to that. But of course, this was one rally that we've seen so far and statements. It has to turn into something much more grandiose if it's going to look like what we saw in 1963 and 64. That involves students taking to the streets, mobilizing, organizing over the course of several years. And that's what this will require as well, because the obstacles are also quite formidable.
Yeah, I mean, formidable to the point where even presidents who supported more gun regulations failed, right? I mean, President Obama didn't get very far.
That's right. There's a few examples of success. President Clinton was able to get a federal ban on assault weapons.
Which then expired, right?
It expired 10 years later. There's not many examples of that, and it requires a huge investment of political capital by the president.
Yeah. Well, Julian, while we have you, just one last quick question separately about another thing regarding President Trump. What do you make of his reaction to the indictments unveiled on Friday that charged Russians with meddling in the 2016 election? We just got 30 seconds.
Well, he's angry, he's defensive, and I think it shows that this is front and center on his mind. And his response is what it's been throughout: attack, try to discredit, and otherwise ignore the facts in front of him.
Well, Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He's also the editor of the upcoming book, The Presidency of Barack Obama, which will be published next month. Julian, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.